This is Democracy Now! I'm Amy Goodman. We're bringing you a special live broadcast of... This is Democracy Now! I'm Amy Goodman. We're in Washington, D.C., bringing you a special four-hour live broadcast from the March for Our Lives. Hundreds of thousands of people have come to the nation's capital, inspired by... This is organized by the student survivors of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School, the mass shooting that took place on Valentine's Day, February 14th, just a month ago, where 17 people, 14 of them students, were killed by a shooter with an assault rifle. The demands here by the students, their manifesto include banning semi-automatic weapons that fire high-velocity rounds, banning accessories that simulate automatic weapons, establishing a database of gun sales and universal background checks, changing privacy laws to let mental health care providers communicate with law enforcement, closing gun show and second-hand sales loopholes. There's a number of demands of the students today. 800 sibling marches are taking place across the country and solidarity marches across the globe. Today on Democracy Now!, you'll hear the voices from the stage. 17 people will speak in honor of the 17 people killed at the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. And you'll hear people in the streets. This is Democracy Now!
My name is Brianna Fisher, and I'm a sophomore from Parkland, Florida, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, and I'm a staff writer for our school newspaper, The Eagle Eye.
Hi, my name is Lainey Steinhardt, and I'm a sophomore at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. I'm also a staff writer at Eagle Eye.
I'm Zoe Gordon. I'm a sophomore at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. I'm 15 years old, and I'm also a staff writer for the Eagle Eye magazine.
So, Zoe, let's start with you on that terrible day, unbelievably enough, Valentine's Day, February 14th, the massacre at your school. You're a reporter, you're a student. Talk about where you were, your feelings, and your thoughts as a journalist.
That was a really hard day, and it took me a couple weeks to kind of, I don't know, just feel like a little uplifted again. I know that I had to report on it. As a journalist, it's important to cover what I went through so that others know and speak up for the voices that were, unfortunately, we lost that day.
And where were you?
Well, I feel like if there is anyone to report on this, it's us. And it should, because we witnessed everything firsthand, that it should be us reporting on it and giving the voices out to the world around us.
That day, the day of the shooting, where were you in school?
I was in my chemistry class at the time.
And was it in the building, the freshman building?
It was not in the freshman building, but it was in the building next to it.
And when did you come to understand what was happening?
I don't think I still came to understand what's happening. It hasn't really hit me yet that it's all actually happening. You know, you hear schools like Sandy Hook and Columbine, and you never want to imagine your school on the same list as those. So I don't think it's hit any of us yet that it actually happened.
Did your school, your building, lock down right away?
Yeah. I think everyone went to their location to where they had to lock down in.
It was kind of chaotic.
It was really chaotic.
And where were you?
I was in my AP World History classroom, which is in the back of the school, like facing the highway. So it was kind of the farthest from the building where the shooting happened that it could be. So I was able to evacuate and leave during that day. But I still think it's so crazy that while I was able to evacuate, other people weren't. So just what Lainey said, I still don't think I've been able to come to terms with what's happening, because I went home that night and saw the news. It's weird when you look up my school and this is the first thing that comes up instead of our school website or the environmental activist Marjorie Stoneman Douglas.
Yeah.
So it just still doesn't make sense.
So talk about when you moved into journalism gear. I mean, you have done so much in this month. Did you all just edit the Guardian newspaper?
Yeah. The opportunity was given to us, and we're, like I said before, if it's us reporting on this, it should be.
We just moved. We gotta get some people out. out. We got to get out of this area.
We're going to walk outside of this area, bringing the students with us. They're going to get their things. And we're in the midst of this interview, but that's the way it goes on this day of the March for Our Lives. These are three student journalists from Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. And here they come. Again, your name for people who are just joining us.
My name is Brianna Fisher, and I'm a sophomore at Marjory Stoneman Douglas.
And so you all had the opportunity to...
They're coming.
Let's see. We're trying to get Lenny and
Zoe. No, you're going to have to stand over this
Zoe.
Side. I'm sorry.
Lenny, can you come for one sec? Thank you. Just for one sec. For one sec? Okay. Thank you.
I'm from the gate. We're stopping at the walkway here.
Okay. So you were talking about editing the Guardian newspaper.
Yes.
What does this mean for you? You're a sophomore and you're...
Oh, I'm also a sophomore. I mean, it's an amazing opportunity. They're amazing. An amazing publication, and I think it was really an honor to work alongside them through this and really show us the true side of journalism.
It's great that they're letting us use their platform and to let us speak out and share our voices, so that's not just Parkland, Florida who hears this, and that's the rest of the world.
Now, what sign are you carrying, Zoe, on this day?
I made a sign that has front and back.
Read it to us.
It says, on February 14th, I should have been studying for world history. Instead, I was praying that the shooter wouldn't come into my classroom next. And it's kind of impactful. And the other side says, here's an equation for you, love over guns. And then it says, books over bullets, number two pencils over AR-15s, and A's over PTSD. So it just, both are kind of very meaningful to me and very impactful, especially the first one because it's my story. I was planning to go home that day. I was planning to skip dance so that I can study for my big AP world test the next day. I was stressed out after I finished my math lesson. I was like reaching my bag to get my world history textbook to start studying right when everything was happening. It's just so crazy.
So that was a month ago.
Yeah.
Here we are, March 24th, the March for Our Lives, that was started by you.
Yeah.
That was started by you, the sophomores, the juniors, and the senior survivors at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. In fact, who is Marjory Stoneman Douglas? Who is your school name
she's
for?
She's actually an environmental activist
she
for the Everglades.
Yeah, she saved the Everglades.
So she was an activist as well.
Yeah.
So if anything, she's the one who really set the example for us. Because if you want to reach an end goal, you have to reach out and do it, even if everyone's telling you not to.
Yeah.
So. And what are you demanding on this day?
Change.
Just change.
Change. It doesn't matter how we get there or how long it takes, we want change.
And we just want to make schools a safer place so people don't have to go to school fearing their lives. And
what are your thoughts on what happened in the Florida legislature? Clearly a pro-gun legislature for so many years. What happened there? And then what about your Congress, the U.S. Congress here in Washington?
Well, we have seen some change.
Zoe.
We've seen some change before. We've seen, ever since then, we've seen the age go up from 18 to 21 in our state to buy, a gun. So that's,
not quite here yet in Washington.
Yeah, no, not yet, but we still have, and background checks. We still have a long way to go, but I know it's the baby steps that will take us to the end goal.
They need to know that in 2 or 3 years, we're the voters. So we know their names and we know their positions and we're going to vote them out.
Yeah.
So they need to know that.
Are you considering running yourself?
Oh, gosh, no. I'm going to head down the journalism route.
Brianna? I want to go more in a career of, politics and, I want to become a criminal prosecutor. But I don't know if I would see myself in the Senate, but definitely have some influence and make sure that we can have change.
And your thoughts on the shooter today?
We don't like to discuss him.
Yeah, he doesn't deserve any more media attention or any attention at all.
Mm-hmm. And what you're demanding of Congress right now, here in Washington, D.C., and the President of the United States, one of the things he said, President Trump has called for the arming of teachers. Your thoughts?
No, I do not think that's smart at all.
The whole point of this is to take guns, to take these dangerous weapons and to limit guns. And I'm not going to be safe in an environment where there's more guns. And
there's just so many logistical things that don't make sense. Yeah. Like, if there was a shooter, but a gun's locked up in a safe in a closet, there wouldn't be time to go get it. So that's pointless. Yeah. And then where are they going to get funding for it?
It's just like adding fire to fire. It's not going to make any change. Why would you put more guns into a situation when we're trying to get rid of them? What happens if the teacher's crazy?
It doesn't make sense.
It's not practical at all, and they don't have the fundings for it either. Last year they couldn't give us paper for 2 weeks. How are they supposed to give each teacher a gun? It doesn't make sense.
You'll be marching at the front of this rally today and speaking on the stage. What's happening at the end with 17 people standing up?
Oh, we don't know much about that.
Actually, we're gonna be in the Douglas section, because for our newspaper we're also reporting, so we're going to be interviewing people and talking to different those people who are speaking and the celebrities. So we're not sure the physical plan of the march, but we're just going to be right in the front the whole time, experiencing everything
alongside our fellow classmates and faculty.
And then you head back to Florida tomorrow?
Yeah, tonight.
Yeah,
right after the march. Yeah.
To go back to school on Monday?
No, we actually have spring break.
Yeah. Much needed.
And finally, what was it like to return to school after the mass shooting?
It actually felt somewhat nice to come back to school, because you saw all this love from, the outpouring of love from the entire country, not just local schools, but from literally every single one. So I just love seeing my teachers again. And even though it's hard going to classes where some of my classmates that unfortunately didn't make it out like they were in that class, it was hard, but it was just so nice seeing the ones that were there and seeing them alive.
I needed it, because I needed to go to school, make sure that my teachers were okay and my fellow classmates were okay, because there's so much that we can do, and I just needed to care for them. And then even though it's not going to be normal anymore, I just needed that sense of normality of going to school and seeing everyone and being able to get work to take my mind off of things. And
we really had to rip the band-aid off, because if we didn't go back then, when would we have gone back? We have to start somewhere, and it's all just baby steps, and eventually we'll have our new normal back.
And I finally wanted to ask you, as journalists, here you're covering gun violence. So often it has been raised that when there is gun violence in a mainly white community, it gets a lot more attention than in communities of color. More children of color are killed by guns proportionately than certainly any other group. Your thoughts on this and how you cover this, Zoe?
As a part of the Eagle Eye, we're actually trying to get more people from the Black Lives Movement to raise their voices on this too, so that everyone has a voice. It's not just about our community, but it's about others that are impacted by this. So we're really just trying to give everyone a voice here.
The Guardian is actually speaking to some people from that community and allowing them to help write pieces. So it's just great to get their opinions and their voice on this issue too.
This is a platform for anyone, and I feel like if anyone wants to voice their voice and anyone wants to speak about this, it touches everyone and affects everyone in their own way. So it's a platform for everyone. So
Lenny, Brianna, and Zoe, thank you so much. And our condolences and also our enormous praise on what you're doing today.
Thank you.
This is Democracy Now! You're seeing three young people, young journalists from the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, she was a pioneer. She was a suffragette. She was one of the women who helped save the key figure in saving the Everglades. That's who their school is named after. This is Democracy Now! I'm Amy Goodman, broadcasting from the March for Our Lives, Washington, D.C. 800 sibling marches all over the country.
God bless y'all, okay? From rise up to what you guys are doing today, stand up, because we won't stand for this anymore. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Please give it up for the Baltimore Choir. Not a longer intro. You can have all the money in your hands. is treasure. True worth is only better. Not about what you got, but what you got in your heart. You can have everything. But what does it mean? It all means nothing. You don't stand up for something. I stand up for you, tough respect. Dignity, that's how you lose her. Bring it that all you need. And without that, you don't have anything.
Love, lift your hands. I stand with you cause I understand. Ain't here to judge, just to take a stand. The greater plan's the creator's plan. Let's all rise like the day began. Reach out and touch with the Savior's hand. On rock we stand like his native land. Let the ways of love be the ways of man. These days we dance between love and hate. Don't know the date, so we stay awake. A knee we take for our soul's sake. New victory offer old faith. A president that chose for hate. We don't control our fate because God is great. When they go low, we stay in the heights. I stand for peace, love, and women's rights.
Breaking news. The police say that a shooter believed to be just 19 years old opened fire at his former high school. A heartbreaking day in Florida and sadly an all too familiar one.
How many more students are going to have to die just because politicians refuse to take action?
This has happened so many times, and so many times all we get are thoughts and prayers.
I can only say tonight that the prayers of the American people are with you.
Hearts go out and our prayers go out.
I come to offer the love and prayers of a nation.
Here at the White House, the victims and families have constantly been in our thoughts and prayers.
The adults let us down. At this point, they're going to be gone by midterm election because you are either with us or against us at this point.
High school students are refusing to let thoughts and prayers be the end of the story.
High school students are expected to walk out of their schools.
There are hundreds of students coming outside here.
I want to point out that these are student-organized events, really powered by social media.
Starting to realize, wait, why is no one in Washington doing anything?
We're children. You guys are the adults. You need to take some action.
I don't want to do this gun control discussion right now. This is not the time to have the discussion.
This is not the time for this.
It's not the time.
The shooter at our school obtained weapons that he used on us legally.
I do not think that he should have gotten his hands on any kind of weapon.
If you think it's too easy to get a gun, do something about it. Make it not easier to get a gun.
We know that this type of weapon has been used in other shootings.
We want privatized selling to be completely reformed so you can't just walk into a building with $130 and walk out with an AR-15.
We're tired of being killed!
Is it that easy to buy this type of weapon?
It's not the weapon. It's the evil from within. Thoughts and prayers are really the only thing that's going to stop the evil from within the individual.
Today, the students of Stoneman Douglas stormed the Florida State Capitol for the second day in a row.
They can walk around any question they want, but the more they don't act, the more they don't deserve to be in office.
These kids who are fighting their hearts out, who are showing us what makes America great, they will take care of it if no one else does.
Senator Rubio, can you tell me right now that you will not accept a single donation from the NRA?
Do we allow the children to tell us that we should pass a law that says no homework? No. The adults make the laws because we have the wisdom and we have the experience.
Politicians, we call BS.
We will accept nothing less than comprehensive gun control.
We can't say thoughts and prayers for 2 weeks and then have it go away until the next school shooting comes up, because this is real.
Before beginning today, I'd like to take a moment to again send our thoughts and prayers.
Good afternoon. To the leaders, skeptics, and cynics who told us to sit down and stay silent, wait your turn. Welcome to the revolution. It is a powerful and peaceful one because it is of, by, and for the young people of this country. My name is Cameron Caskey. Since this movement began, people have asked me, do you think any change is going to come from this? Look around. We are the change. Everybody here is standing with the future of our society, and for that, I thank you. My generation, having spent our entire lives seeing mass shooting after mass shooting, has learned that our voices are powerful and our votes matter. We must educate ourselves and start conversations that keep our country moving forward, and we will. We hereby promise to fix the broken system we've been forced into and create a better world for the generations to come. Don't worry, we've got this. The people of this country now see past the lies. We've seen this narrative before. For the first time, the corrupt aren't controlling our story. We are. The corrupt aren't manipulating the facts. We know the truth. Shooting after shooting, the American people now see one thing they all have in common: the weapons. Politicians, either represent the people or get out. The people demand a law banning the sale of assault weapons. The people demand we prohibit the sale of high-capacity magazines. The people demand universal background checks. Stand for us or beware. The voters are coming. On February 14th, tragedy struck my hometown and my school, Marjory Stoneman Douglas High. Alyssa Al-Hadef, Scott Beagle, Martin Duque Anguiano, Aaron Feiss, Jamie Guttenberg, Chris Hickson, Luke Hoyer, Kara Lochran, Gina Montald, Joaquin Oliver, Elena Petty, Meadow Pollock, Helena Ramsey, Alex Schachter, Carmen Shentrup, Peter Wang, and Nicholas Dworet all lost their lives in less than 7 minutes. And I saved Nicholas for the end because today is Nicholas's birthday. Nicholas, we are all here for you. Happy birthday. Their families endured great pain. Many others were injured, and thousands of young people, my classmates, were forced to become adults and were targeted as adults. We have to do this for them. We must stand beside those we've lost and fix the world that betrayed them. This doesn't just happen in schools. Americans are being attacked in churches, nightclubs, movie theaters, and on the streets. But we, the people, can fix this. For the first time in a long while, I look forward 10 years and I feel hope. I see light. I see a system I'll be proud of. But it all starts with you. The march is not the climax of this movement. It is the beginning. It is the springboard off of which my generation and all who stand with us will jump into a safer future. Today is a bad day for tyranny and corruption. Today, we take to the streets in over 800 marches around the globe and demand common sense gun laws. Today is the beginning of a bright new future for this country. And if you think today is good, just wait for tomorrow. We must protect, educate, and inspire the future. And everybody here is proof that we will do that, and the future is looking very bright for this country. Thank you.
want to start off with a chant. Everybody repeat after me. Everyday shootings are everyday problems. No, that was a little weak, everybody. I need stronger than that. Everyday shootings are everyday problems. Now, make sure everybody in Washington hears us. Everyday shootings are everyday problems. My name is Trevon Bosley, and I'm here with the brave youth leaders of St. Sabina. And I'm here to speak on behalf of Chicago's youth who are surrounded and affected by gun violence every day. I'm here to speak for those youth who fear they may be shot while going to the gas station, the movies, the bus stop, to church, or even to and from school. I'm here to speak for those Chicago youth who feel their voices have been silenced for far too long. And I'm here to speak on behalf of everyone that believes a child getting shot and killed in Chicago or any other city is still a not acceptable norm. Most importantly, I'm here to speak on behalf of my brother, Terrell Bosley, who was shot and killed while leaving church April 4, 2006. Just to give you guys a few stats from Chicago, since 2006, there have been more than 5,850 people shot and killed in Chicago. And since 2012, there have been more than 16,000 people shot. Now, let me repeat that one more time. Since 2006, there have been more than 5,850 people shot and killed in Chicago. And since 2012, there have been more than 16,000 people shot in Chicago. These stats are not just numbers in a speech. These are mothers, fathers, sons, and daughters on a societal proportion. These are lawyers, doctors, artists, musicians. And more than anything else, these are lives cut short due to senseless gun violence. I must add, though, Chicago's violence epidemic didn't start overnight. It was caused by many problems that we are still not dealing with to this day. When you have a city that feels it's more important to help pay for a college's sports complex rather than fund schools and impoverished communities, you have gun violence. When you have a city that feels we need more divvy bikes in downtown Chicago for tourists rather than more funding for workforce programs that get guys off the streets real jobs, you have gun violence. When you have an Illinois state governor, Bruce Rauner, who feels that funding anti-violence programs is, I quote, non-essential spending, you have gun violence. When you have elected officials who feel that getting a few extra dollars from the NRA is more important than their actual constituents, you have gun violence. And when you have a president that would rather constantly talk about and belittle Chicago's violence than rather than send funds and resources, you have gun violence. It's time for the nation to realize gun violence is more than just a Chicago problem or a Parkland problem, but it's an American problem. We are here demanding that this country, that we get what we as these people of this country deserve. We deserve a right to have a life of fear without fear of being gunned down. We can only live in this so often called the American dream if we have the proper gun legislation and resources to do so. And in Chicago's case, no more frivolous spending on tourist attractions, but rather we need to spend on the people that actually live there. It's time to care about all communities equally. It's time to stop judging some communities as worthy and some communities as unworthy. It's time to stop judging youth that look like me or my brother that come from impoverished communities any different than anyone else. It's time for America to notice that everyday shootings are everyday problems. I'll close with this quote by Martin Luther King Jr., which said, "We must accept finite disappointment, but never lose infinite hope." I said this to say, no matter the hurdles we may face along this journey, we must remain hopeful and we must continue to stand together and fight for the lives that we deserve. Thank you.
Tar, and I'm here today because I am a Marjorie Stoneman Douglas student. However, I am not here today for the media. I'm not here for the crowds, as great as you all are, for the fame, or for the fun. I'm here on this stage today,
and I'm here working every day for my 17 fellow Eagles pronounced dead because of gunfire. I am here for every person that has died at the hands of gun violence and for the many more whose lives were irreparably changed because of it. I hope that that is why we are all here. Because this is more than just a march. This is more than just one day, one event, then moving on. This is not a mere publicity stunt, a single day in the span of history. This is a movement. This is a movement relying on the persistence and the passion of its people. We cannot move on. If we move on, the NRA and those against us will win. They want us to forget. They want our voices to be silenced, and they want to retreat into the shadows where they can remain unnoticed. They want to be back on top unquestioned in their corruption. But we cannot and we will not let that happen. Today and every day, we will continue to fight for those things that are right. We will continue to fight for common sense. We will continue to fight for our lives. We will continue to fight for our dead friends. There will be no faltering, no pauses in our cause. Every moment will be dedicated to those pieces of legislation, every march, every meeting, every moment. All for that assault weapons ban, to keep these weapons of war out of the hands of civilians who do not need them. All for the prohibition of high-capacity magazines, because no hunter will ever need access to a magazine that can kill 17 in mere minutes. All for the reinforcement of background checks and closing of loopholes, because there must be more requirement for a person to access a gun than just a wad of cash. There are so very many things, so many steps to take. Like right now, sign our petition. It takes 2 seconds, and it matters. We will take the big, and we will take the small, but we will keep fighting. When they give us that inch, that bump stock ban, we will take a mile. We are not here for breadcrumbs, we are here for real change. We are here to lead. We are here to call out every single politician, to force them into enacting this legislation, to addressing this legislation, to doing more than a simple Band-Aid on a broken bone. The pressure is on for every person in power, and it will stay that way. Because they know what is coming. They know that if there is no assault weapons ban passed, then we will vote them out. They know that if there is no tightening of the background checks, we will vote them out. They know that if there is no shrinking of magazine capacity, then we will vote them out. If they continue to ignore us, to only pretend to listen, then we will take action where it counts. We will take action every day in every way until they simply cannot ignore us anymore. Today, we march, we fight, we roar. We prepare our signs, we raise them high. We know what we want, we know how to get it, and we are not waiting any longer. Thank you.
Even if it's a drill, when it's brought to your home, it makes it more real.
We heard gunshots, so we started thinking it was real.
We would try to run away from the attacker or anything outside of the campus.
I start to think, what if this would happen?
It really brought the reality of the situation to us, I think.
This is my 10th one. But the weird thing is, it gets me every time.
This kind of emergency training should not need to happen in our schools. Since the massacre at Columbine High School, more than 150,000 students in at least 170 elementary, middle, and high schools have experienced a shooting. Too many have died, been injured, and 40% develop post-traumatic stress disorder. This senseless gun violence rains terror in our schools, on our streets, and in our homes. Every day on average, 96 Americans die, and 7 of those lives are children and teens. At least 40% of young people in cities say that they have witnessed a shooting. The presence of a gun in a domestic violence situation makes it 5 times more likely that the woman will be killed. This is an epidemic, and this is why we march. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. Never again.
For having me, and I'm so excited to be here with all of you, sharing our voices so we can be heard together.
Like a made of paper. And go- had enough of the lies,
the sanctimony, the hatred, the pettiness,
the arrogance,
the ignorance,
the fake news,
the NRA.
We are done with your agenda to undermine voters' will and individual liberty in America.
We are done with your agenda to undermine the safety of our nation's youth and the individual voices of the American people.
So to every line member of the media.
To everyone with an A-plus rating from the National Rifle Association.
To the role model athletes who use their free speech to alter and undermine what our flag represents.
To every spokeswoman with an hourglass who uses their free speech to alter and undermine what our flag represents.
To the politicians who would rather watch America burn than lose 1 ounce of their own personal power.
To the politicians who would rather watch America's youth die than get assault rifles off the shelf.
To those who stain honest reporting with partisanship.
To those who call high school students paid crisis actors and refuse to listen.
Your time is running out.
Your time is running out.
The clock starts now.
The clock starts now. My name is Sarah Chadwick, and I'm a junior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. This here, $1.05. When you take 3,140,167, the number of students enrolled in Florida schools, and divide it by 3,303,355, the amount of money Marco Rubio has received from the National Rifle Association. It comes out to $1.05. Is that all we're worth to these politicians? $1.05? Was $17.85 all it cost you that day, Mr. Rubio? Well, I say one life is worth more than all the guns in America. This is not a red versus blue issue. This is a morals issue. And to the politicians that believe that their right to own a gun comes before our lives, get ready to get voted out by us. Future. We will not allow a price to be put upon our lives. We will no longer be hunted down and treated like prey by politicians who simply just don't care about us. We are fighting. We have been fighting. We've been fighting since Columbine, since Sandy Hook, since Pulse, since Las Vegas. And we will continue to fight until we put a stop to gun violence in America. Because we are no longer a statistic in this country. We will not be treated like a statistic in this country. My school, Pulse, every other mass shooting will no longer be a statistic because we're going to put an end to those statistics. And we will never stop fighting. Thank you.
California, el sur de Los Angeles.
17-year-old senior at Manual Arts High School and a member of an organization called Community Coalition, where I am a youth leader at South Central Youth Empowered Through Action. At Community Coalition, we organize high school students to develop their leadership skills in order to push for educational justice in our communities. That's why I got involved. I wanted to impact policies and make sure our voices are heard. I am a youth leader. I am a survivor. I have lived in South LA my entire life and have lost many loved ones to gun violence. This is normal. Normal to the point that I've learned to duck from bullets before I learned how to read. My brother, he was in high school when he passed away. It was a day like any other day. Sunset going down on South Central. You hear pops thinking they're fireworks. They weren't pops. You see the melanin on your brother's skin turn gray. Ricardo was his name. Can y'all say it with me? Trauma and that anxiety. If the bullet did not kill me, that anxiety and that trauma will. I carry that trauma everywhere I go. I carry it with me in schools, in class, walking home, and visiting loved ones. And I am not alone in this experience. For decades, my community of South Los Angeles has become accustomed to this violence. It is normal to see candles. It is normal to see posters. It is normal to see balloons. It is normal to see flowers honoring the lives of Black and brown youth that have lost their lives to a bullet. How can we cope with it when our school district has its own police department? Instead of making Black and brown students feel safe, they continue to profile and criminalize us. Instead, we should have a department specializing in restorative justice. We need to tackle the root causes of the issues we face and come to an understanding on how to resolve them. I am here to honor the Florida students that lost their lives and to stand with the Parkland students. I am here today to honor Ricardo. I am here today to honor Stephen Clark. I am here today to uplift my South LA community. Enough is enough. Yes. Question: how many more Trojans have to die so that this problem is finally acknowledged? Policymakers, listen up. Army teachers will not work. More security in our schools does not work. Zero tolerance policies do not work. They make us feel like criminals. We should feel empowered and supported in our schools. Instead of funding these policies, fund mentorship programs, mental health resources, paid internship and job opportunities. My brother, like many others, would have benefited from this. So let's make it happen. It's important to work with people that are impacted by these issues, the people you represent. We need to focus on changing the conditions that foster violence and trauma. And that's how we will transform our communities and uplift our voices. This has not and shall not stop us. It has only empowered us. Mi nombre, my name, es Edna Lisbeth Chavez. Remember my name? Remember these faces? Remember us and how we're making a change. La lucha sigue. Gracias y bendiciones.
My name is Alex Wynn. I'm a junior at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. In the wake of the tragedy on February 14th, we, as students, as youths, decided that if adults weren't going to take action, we would. No gun-related legislation has been passed in this country since 2008. 10 years ago. Since 2008, there have been at least 95 mass shootings in this country, and hundreds and thousands more just senseless violence on the cities of our nation, and cities like Miami, Chicago, and Baltimore. It needs to stop. People believe that the youth of this country are insignificant. People believe that the youths have no voice. When Joan of Arc fought back English forces, she was 17 years old. When Mozart wrote his first symphony, he was 8 years old. To those people that tell us that teenagers can't do anything, I say that we were the only people that could have made this movement possible. Together, we will use our voices to make sure that our schools, churches, movie theaters, and concerts, and our streets become safer without having them feel like prisons. If teachers start packing heat, are they going to arm our pastors, ministers, and rabbis? Are they going to arm the guy scanning tickets at the movie theater? Are they going to arm the person wearing the Mickey Mouse costume at Disney? This is what the National Rifle Association wants, and we will not stand for it. We would not need metal detectors and clear backpacks and more weapons in our streets if there weren't weapons of war in the hands of civilians. For too long, our government has been useless on this issue. Our job as their constituents is to make sure we know what they're thinking. There are over 250 representatives that have not come out with a public stance on this issue. It is our job to make sure that we call them up and force them out of the shadows of corruption and into the light of justice. As teens, people think that we don't like to wait around for things, and they're sometimes right. A lot of you are probably wondering, what now? Now, we need to come together on all fronts and push aside those that divide us. Now we need to get on the phone and call our representatives and push them to stop incumbency and take action. Now we need to educate ourselves on which politicians are truly working for the people and which ones we want to vote out. Because at the end of the day, bullets do not discriminate, so why should we? It is not about your race. It is not about your sexual orientation. It is not about your ethnicity. It is not about your gender. It is not about where you live or how much money you make. And it most certainly is not about political party. All it comes down to is life or death. To all the politicians out there, if you take money from the NRA, you have chosen death. If you have not expressed to your constituents a public stance on this issue, you have chosen death. If you do not stand with us by saying we need to pass common sense gun legislation, you have chosen death. And none of the millions of people marching in this country today will stop until they see those against us out of office, because we choose life. Thank you. I love you all.
"97% of American voters want universal background checks for gun sales. People can buy weapons of war from the back of an SUV and no one is checking as to whether or not they have a restraining order, criminal record, or a history of violence. An estimated 22% of all gun transfers take place without a background check. In states that go beyond federal law and require background checks for all handgun sales, there are 47% fewer women shot by intimate partners, 47% fewer suicides, and 53% fewer law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty. Waiting periods work too, and new red flag laws create a way for family members and law enforcement to keep guns away from someone who shows warning signs of violence. Let's do this. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. Never again."
Forgotten in the middle of nowhere. Have you ever felt like you could disappear? Like you could fall and no one would hear?
Well, let that lonely feeling wash away.
All we see is light.
'Cause maybe there's a reason to believe you'll be okay. When you don't feel strong enough to stand, you can reach out your hand and hold.
Raise a glass to freedom, something they can never take away. No matter what they tell you,
someone will come running to take you home.
Raise a glass to all of us.
Tomorrow there'll be more of us
telling the story.
The morning is breaking, and all is
mine. when you're broken on the ground. You will be found, so let the sun come streaming in, 'cause you'll reach up and you'll rise again. If you only look around, you will be found. Tomorrow there'll be more of us telling the story of tonight. The story.